Leaders in Our Work. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California. October 12, 1903. To the Leaders in Our Work. Dear brethren, last night I could not sleep past 11 o'clock. I was instructed in figures and symbols, and then in plain, simple language the interpretation was given. I could not close the door of my mind. I fell asleep for about 30 minutes and seemed to be standing before a company of men and women. I was moved by the Spirit of God to speak to them in regard to their dangers. I was told, "My spirit shall make impressions upon minds. My power shall be with you. You are often to repeat your experience in connection with the work of God. God manifested his love for the world by sending his only begotten Son to save sinners. Christ took our nature, that through his grace we might be partakers of the divine nature. His divinity was bound up with humanity, that humanity might stand on vantage ground with God. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us, and sent his Son to be a propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man hath seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Hereby we know that we dwell in him, because he hath given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in the world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him, because he first loved us. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? And this commandment we have from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also. 1 John 4, verse 10 to 21. False prophets, through whom the spirit of Antichrist works, will seek to seduce believers from the truth by spiritualistic suppositions and fables clothed in the garments of truth. They will present ideas that will captivate the minds of those who are not established in the present truth. We need to watch unto prayer, walking and working in constant dependence upon God. He in whose heart Christ is formed, he to whom Christ is the hope of glory, enlightening, sanctifying, strengthening, will be preserved from the false representations that will be made of God. The false sentiments that prevail today are of the world. They belong to the world. They are worldly in spirit and character. The apostle declared, "We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us." Verse 6. The teaching of the apostles is not to be set aside. Men are not to feel at liberty to speak disrespectfully of these teachings because they do not agree with all that they set forth. Those who teach the truth for this time must understand the scriptures, that they may give the right interpretation of the scriptures, exalting the principles of the truth and in life and character, revealing the spirit of the truth. God works with such ones as they speak of the life and miracles of his Son. He whose heart is filled with the love that proceeds from God does not allow self-exaltation or dishonesty to find place in his life. He who is born again of the Spirit reveals Christ in the daily life. He is upright in all his dealings. He does no sly, cunning, underhand work. The good fruit that appears in his life testifies to the condition of his heart. Christ's true followers are made complete in him because he gives them of his Spirit. The blessed hope of seeing Christ as he is and being like him, working in mind and heart like a quickening power, cleanses away impurity and depravity. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that, when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him, the hope of seeing Christ as he is, purifieth himself, even as he is pure. 1 John 3, verse 2, 3. How wide the contrast between the ones thus described and those who, though professing the faith, have not the love of God in their hearts. The latter class have not been made Christian gentlemen by the purifying influence of the truth. They are transgressors of the law of God, and their work is opposed to the work of Christ.
If the leaders in God's cause would keep the whole law, how different would be the atmosphere surrounding them? Their words would not wound and bruise the soul and embitter the life. Fellowship with God cannot be separated from a fragrant, Christ-like life. Those only who walk humbly with God are approved by him. Let us build ourselves up, through Christ, in the most holy faith. The truth of God alone is invincible. Those who profess to believe the Scriptures need now to know where they are standing. I call upon those who have been leaders in the work of God to find out whether they are submitting to the great leader. It is dangerous for a man to attempt to lead unless he is following the great medical missionary. If your spirit, your words, your methods of labor are not Christ-like, if your business transactions are not irreproachable, do not go on without repentance and reformation, looking upon yourself as a safe leader. What you need is Christ himself. He will take away your sinful tendencies and will put in their place his own attributes of character. He died to save every human being. He will receive all who come to him confessing and forsaking their sins, and will give to them transformation of character. He offers to all the eternal life insurance policy. The everlasting covenant is sealed with the blood of his crucifixion. Through his sacrifice on Calvary, he makes peace for us. In him are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. He is the divine storehouse of all light. He alone can prepare us to enter the gates of the holy city.